senin denmen. Welcome to this meeting. And the issue which we are going to deal with is the petition. If members can recall that we had this petition from the athletes vis-a-vis SASCOC. Now, we have completed our process. The report is the one which we must submit to Parliament. And I hope members has read the report. And what have you given them the latest? Yeah. Let me just take you through the report quickly. The report goes as follows. The Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation, having considered the petition by concerned athletes, which petition was referred by the acting speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Nomaindya Mpeketo, to the committee in terms of the requirements of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Act No. 108 of 1996, and National Assembly Rules, 6th edition, report as follows. 1. Background. Section 56D of the Constitution, 1996, provides that the National Assembly or any of its committees may receive a petition, representation or submission from any interested individual or institution. Rule 315 of the National Assembly Rules provides for two types of petitions, namely special petition and petition of a general nature in general nature. In terms of National Assembly Rule 315B, the latter must be referred to the relevant portfolio committee or other appropriate committees. Subsequent to the referral of the petition by the acting speaker in terms of National Assembly Rule 315B, the committee unanimously resolved that public hearings will be held with the aim of soliciting views and comments on the subject matter in the petition. Can you just switch off our phones, those who have not done so? The Portfolio Committee wished to grant an audience to the authors of the petition for more explanation and information in regard to their petition. The committee noted that about 45 individuals had signed the petition. Challenges experienced by the Portfolio Committee. As indicated in paragraph 2 above, 45 individuals signed the petition. Upon scrutiny of the petition, it was evident that the petitioners did not indicate contact details and were sufficient enough for them to be contacted. In this regard, the committee extended an invitation to persons mentioned in paragraph 4 below they had an interest in the subject matter of the petition. Consultation with stakeholders and petitioners. The Portfolio Committee invited sports bodies and individuals to participate in the hearing process, which took place on 8 February up to 29 March, 24th May, and 16th August. The following interested persons made oral submission to the Portfolio Committee. 1. Mr. Wilfred Daniels, former board member of Athletics South Africa. Mr. Michael Bambani, manager for High Performance Sport in Port Elizabeth. Dr. Busum Zidlamini, former chairman of Mind Finance Committee of ASA. Ms. Gugun Tuli, chief executive officer at the University of Stellenbosch Sports Performance Institute. Professor Julian Smith, vice rector at the University of Stellenbosch Sports Performance Institute, and President Gideon Sam, South African SASCOC. And it's not only President Kidon said, it's SASCOC board members. The content of the petition, the consent address petition, the National Assembly for the following: to initiate an investigation in the activities of SASCOC in relation to its conduct in dealing with the ASA board members and other office bearers suspension, and nullify the suspension, that is the suspension of the board. Investigate SASCOC activities in regarding Lotto. Prevent SASCOC from being a player and a referee at the same time by suspending the Board of Athletics of Africa, investigating its finances and conduct hearing on the forensic investigation and outcome. Prevent SASCOC from infringing the basic rights of the suspended members by continuously conducting a trial by media without serving them with alleged charges. Their actions are tantamount to presuming the suspended members guilty before fair trial is conducted. Request the Minister of Sport and Recreation, the Honorable Minister Fikile Mbalula, to intervene in the fracas involving Athletics of Africa and SASCOC for the sake of sport, and also persuade SASCOC not to go ahead with its planned press conference scheduled for 20th January 2011, where the findings of disciplinary hearing will be made public. Reinstate the suspended members of ASA Board, Athletics of South Africa, and all employees with immediate effect. Outcomes of committee deliberation. At the conclusion of the hearing process, the committee deliberated and now makes the following recommendation to the House. Findings. The committee observed that some of the signatures on the copy of the petition referred to it may not be authentic signatures. In this respect, National Assembly Rules 31(1) or 311(1) may appear to have been compromised. The committee is, however, not in a position to make a conclusive finding in this regard, but wishes to record its suspicion. The committee further noted that the majority of the signatories to the petition did not give their contact numbers, except for the very few who had appeared before the committee. There were shortcomings in the process of dealing with the petition because some of the issues raised in the petition were outside of the mandate of the Portfolio Committee and the National Assembly. The committee found that certain matters raised in the petition were, and some currently are, the subject matter of ongoing legal processes and therefore could not make pronouncements thereon. The committee established that some of the relief sought by the petitioners had already expired as a consequence of time. The committee further found that names and contact details of some of the signatories do not appear on the petition except few signatures. Therefore, this situation made it difficult for the committee to reach all petitioners. If members could remember that most of the petitioners had only their signatures on, there was no Donald Lee in full, so that you can be in a position to understand this. So that's what we mean by this. The committee found that legal initiated against SASCOC by the former Athletics of Africa board members were dismissed with punitive court being ordered by the court. Recommendations. Having deliberated on the oral submissions made by various stakeholders and petitioners and the written petition, the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation recommends as follows: that the committee is unable to recommend any relief for the petitioners along the lines called for in their petition, other than the relief as set out in paragraph 622 below. The petition is entirely, in its entirety, should be referred to the Minister of Sport and Recreation for further consideration. Conclusion, having considered the petition and the submission from various petitioners and interested stakeholders from the sporting fraternity, the Portfolio Committee recommends that the House endorse this report. And that is it, members. Do we agree with this report as set out? Honourable McGlew, then Honourable Lee, then Ngaba Kasuke Apple, that man wants to talk.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, it's my wish that this will stop hunting this committee, what is actually in front of us. It's also a pity that the advocate who attended the meeting last time is not present. I'm having a little bit of a problem, and we must deal with it, how we're going to solve it, as far as this report is presented to us. If my memory serves me well, I almost want to use the word drag. The former chairperson invited the advocate to this committee. And I assume by then that the main reason, therefore, was to inform us on what basis or the reasons why we're going to engage with this petition. That was the long and the short of it. And it's very strange that her recommendation is not noted within this report, because she came here, she explained to us, she informed us, because of X, Y, Z, the committee is entitled to peruse, to investigate, and to have hearings. Now, looking further to page 2, there's findings. Why is it that the advocate did not or was not in a position to lay her hands on the findings made by this committee? Actually, we've done the work for her. A very interesting factor is the finding of 6.13. There were shortcomings in the process of dealing with this petition because of some of the issues raised in the petition were outside the mandate of the Portfolio Committee and the National Assembly. She's an advocate. And with due respect, we expected from her to advise us accordingly. She should have seen this. And I'm saying it again, we've been drawn into something that we've never been supposed to engage in. So I would like to know, why is it that the advocate's recommendations is not in this report? Because the committee, in actual fact, act on the basis of the recommendations made by the advocate who was in this meeting previously to say this was the reason. Thank you, Chair.
Before you come in, Honourable Lee, I just want to assist you, Honourable McGlew. The advocate can't be here. She sent an apology. She is busy via education. There are two bills there. Because she is not assigned to this committee only. She has other committees which she also has to serve. Secondly, the issue which I raised, that the recommendation of the advocate. This report, if you can remember at the last meeting where the advocate was present, she outlined most of these things which is here. Unfortunately, she can't draw up a report for the committee. The committee report has been drawn up by Pori and emailed it to her so that she can peruse it and say that she agrees with all these things which is there. And then she emailed it back. So in other words, it has the blessings and the issues of the advocate. I don't know whether I help you. Because this report has been drawn up by Pori with the recommendations which she outlined. And then I even asked her that, can't you somehow draw up this report? She said, no, that is not her work. It is the work of the secretary, because this is also caused tensions. Then we agreed that Pori is going to draw the report and is going to work hand in hand with her. That's why we have this product. Thank you, Honorable Lee.
Thank you, Chairperson. there is, I think, one omission in this report, and that is the fact that perhaps you can recall there were also duplications. In other words, Cora's name appeared twice or thrice on. So that must also be noted and stated in the report, that there were names were duplicated and signatures were duplicated.
Yes. So is that not reflected there?
It's not reflected.
Can you just make it a point? Because that is also something which I raised with you. Is there anybody who still wants to comrade Suga? Or Honorable Suga? You'll be a comrade at the ANC meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My apologies for being late for a few minutes. Chairperson, I could see the findings. There are quite a number of findings of which they can make us to debate this report for quite some time. But, Chair, I think out of the submissions that were made, both verbally, in fact, the better part of these presentations were verbal, except one or two, most of them. And I think, and out of one of the stakeholders, the key stakeholders, you'll remember SASCOC presentation in terms of their president and their person who was a presenter, then it made me to think that there should be a recourse on the matter. And especially when also this matter would have seemed that it is in the hands of courts. If you remember, the matter was seemingly sub judice. And there was a process by the department itself to straighten up these matters, despite the flaws encountered in the petition by those petitioners. We thought that we would recommend, as it's stated here somewhere, that let's refer the matter to the department so that we oversee the department in terms of putting the matter at rest. Yes, it has been dragged for quite some time, I agree. And the unfortunate part also, the president of did not have a written submission. Then we recommended that this matter should be handled by the department so that we oversee. Otherwise, it has got many flaws in relation to the signatures, the contacts, and everything else. It has the duplication that has been cited here, which raises, I use the word eyebrows during that time. So I would most strongly that, I'm not sure whether it has been captured, that the Department of Sport and Recreation should handle this matter, because there's a technicality of a subject care, and we respect the organs of states of non-interference and not want to compromise this committee or parliament as we are the extension of it. Thank you, Chairperson.
You see, gentlemen, these things, 6.22, the petition its entirety should be referred to the Minister of Sports and Recreation for further consideration. When you say that it must go then, the Minister is the political head of the department. So how they handle it, we have done our part. Ours, as we say, that there are matters which you can't deal with, which is in front of the court. There are matters which you can't deal with, which must be referred to CCMA of the workers and all those things. I think by this thing, and the final point of this report, is either we agree that this report should go to the House to be noted, or it should be debated. Because we've been sitting with this thing from February, taking this thing further. But I think that if we want to add to this report, people want to put in a sentence, let us agree that be done. But today, now, I thought we were going to discuss with this thing, because we've been dealing with this thing for quite some time, completely. Honestly. And really, this is not a matter which can be resolved by this committee. And that is why we say that it must go to the minister so that the minister call in the department and they sit and they see how they deal with this thing. And that is it. Honorable Mackenzie.
Chairperson, I agree. Although I hear the concerns of Honorable McClure, I think we did cover a lot of those last time. So I would suggest, in the interest of time and because of our limited ability to move forward, that I would move that we that we accept this report with the small changes in its entirety to be sent to the Speaker in the House for noting. Thank you.
Chairperson, understand me correctly. I don't have a problem with the report. There's nothing wrong with what is in here, but what is missing here is some minutes which note the reasons for the advocate given to this committee to engage. That is missing here. And my concern is here that the legal department of this portfolio committee has failed us. Bottom line, they have failed us. A committee of this nature, with no legal background, perhaps with due respect to us, is finding that there are shortcomings in this process. The legal department did not identify that. That is what I would like us, if need be, to include into this report the reasons for the advocate giving the green light to this committee to peruse. And, you know, it's actually a good, sound, solid lesson for her. If she gets something of this nature to come and advise us properly. We've been advised wrongly in this, technically speaking. That is my concern as far as the report is concerned. I also agree with you, Chair, and with the other members that we need to solve this. Lay it back and say, listen, this is done. But my worry and my concern is someone has failed us. And I want us to have this document to see. Listen, so the advocate said we must peruse 1, 2, 3, 4. And shame, the portfolio committee has noted that this report has no basis that we are standing on. That is my concern, Chair.
Honorable McGlure, I hear you. But you see, myself has been interacting with the advocate. I know that Compeller also interacted with the advocate. And that is why when we came here, we could say on her advice, these matters, we can't get involved with them because of ABCD. She put those things aside. And I think at the first meeting, which was on the 8th, when we agreed that we are going to have public hearings, there we also said that we are going to deal with things which we can deal with. And that to listen and the decisions which we are going to make. The first minutes will reflect that. Now I think the advocate as a person who's been busy with, I'm not defending here, but I just want to say even before these recommendations came to this committee, we had a meeting in my office, myself and her, with Puri and the researcher, saying that these are the issues. Also saying that the following morning when we had to come to this meeting, she also had another meeting where she had to start and she joined us late. So I want to say in the small time, she did play a part in the small time. Although, okay, that is also correct that most of the time she was supposed to be here, but I don't think that we should just say that she has failed us. I don't think it's deliberately failing, but I don't know. It's up to you people. Suga.
No, Chairperson, I think, you see, some of the committee processes leading to a public hearing, maybe the petitions committee that is sifting and looking into the merits of a petition, I think that's where it resides. Because, look, you only apply your mind when you've heard what is being said by petitioners and you discover that there are loopholes in the manner in which it was presented and brought to us. Otherwise, I think, Chairperson, I do take the concerns, of Honourable Member McClure, because substantively he is agreeing that let's take the matter forward, but with his legal concerns. So surely I would propose further to say maybe you might wish to talk to, interact with the legal person, just to say that these matters, without saying in the document, in those minutes that Opori is going to write, that he failed us, because we did not hear her side of the story, so that we can come to a conclusive decision that he or she has failed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. No, I think I've been partly covered by Honorable Mackenzie and Honorable Sook, because my view is that the concerns that Honorable McClure is raising, we raised them, I think, previously when we were discussing this matter. And we agreed that this petition was referred to us by the Office of the Speaker, and that is why we attended to it. And my personal understanding is that if we have a legal advisor who comes to advise the committee, an advisor is an advice, the committee could have decided to take it or not to take it. So I don't really agree with my colleague that it should appear here on the report, because at the end of the day, it is the committee that considered the presentations and it is the committee that deliberated at the end of the day. So as far as I'm concerned, what appears here covers us in addition to the, you know, the minor corrections that we made, additions. So, Chairperson, I want to second my colleague, comrade, Honorable Mackenzie. Thank you.
Thank you. So, are we in agreement that we add this sentence of Honorable Lee, and then that is it? Are you happy, Mr. McGlue? Because I understand there are some. I understand. No, okay. Okay, thank you, thank you. Bori, can you add this line today? Because the speaker has two letters on my desk where he wants this report. So I'm under fire, sis. If the speaker kicks me, I'll kick you. Thank you. The second point, honorable members, there is the issue of horse racing. But I want to sensitize you. I was at a workshop of SASCOC where, if honorable members can remember that presentation which was made here by the Deputy Minister on the sports charter and what's the other document? National Sports Plan, yes. Now, once there, I went through the registration of who attended, and I see that he has horse racing. So I said that to the CEO of SASCOC that, listen, can you introduce me to these people because I need to speak to them. And the intention of speaking to them was to inform them that there is this meeting with people from horse racing. I was then told that horse racing has been suspended by SASCOC. So I thought, let me inform you about that one. But two, yesterday at 2:05, we received an email which reads as follows. As discussed, due to unforeseen last-minute circumstances, some delegates will not be able to attend the commission hearing scheduled for tomorrow, 6 September. Our sincere apologies for the inconvenience. Request a postponement for a future date when all our delegates, your indulgence in this matter, who's this? Blackberry. It's not a phone. It is a No, Chief, this BlackBerry is written as a name and surname. Chief, where is the other? Let's leave this. Where's the other thing? Which was saying that the meeting is cancelled?
That's the thing that says the meeting was cancelled.
So now, at the very same time, we are having these two persons here. So I don't know what do we do. You see, members, I just want us not to be used to fight the battles of where there are insights. It's not this committee's work to deal with insights of federations. They must sort out their issues there. And then they come here, they come to account. Not us to get involved in divisions. Because you see, if we're going to do that, we are not going to do the work which we are supposed to do. For instance, you take just this petition of Athletics South Africa. From February to August, we could not do other work. We were supposed to go on oversight, we could not do that. Because we had to deal with this issue. So I want to leave this matter unto you that what do we do in this situation?
Chairperson, we heard that, you informed us that horse racing was suspended. Now, I want to know, Chairperson, the persons present here, who do they represent? Sorry, Chairperson, first of all, I want to know the reasons why horse racing was suspended. No, we must know why. And then I want to know who the people present here, Chairperson.
I didn't want for the reason was I just said I don't want to get involved. But we can get that from Sashkov. Honorable Mackenzie?
Chairperson, who's the identity of the person who sent that email to you from their BlackBerry?
It's Dimitri.
Dimitri?
Yeah, not Tapenda. Honorable Sugar?
So I think if we can get a clarity in terms of their status, are they representing, and thereafter we had a brief chat with us, because if there is an instructive by the mother body of sport giving you a directive to harmonize relations, surely we need to think otherwise. Maybe let them clarify themselves firstly before we take a firm position on the matter. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Leonard?
Yeah. Chairperson, yeah, I didn't pronounce myself on that. There's one thing that we must not do, Chairperson, and that is what we really did, and that is why I listened carefully to what the Honorable McGlua said.
Mm.
You know, we allowed ourselves sort of to undermine Sashkok. You understand? And therefore, you know, we cannot entertain people that are sort of suspended or disbanded or whatever, Chairperson. What we can do, we can perhaps advise such people. There should be systems in place to handle such differences within organizations, like arbitration. All these things should be there, Chairperson. Because at the end of the day, you know, we are not the judges of these things. The oversight we do is mostly financial. It's a financial oversight that we do. And therefore, I personally don't want to get involved in infighting, as you've said, in institutions. And if we must be careful that we don't undermine such sort of chairperson.
Okay, thank you. Let me give over to you. You introduce yourself. And just indicate to us who do you represent. And on the issue of the suspension of your federation, can you comment on that as well? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Pindi Kema. I am the chairman for Africa Race Group, Pty Ltd. It is a company I have founded. I started in horse racing 5 years ago when I started breeding horses in Ado. I have since moved to the business, and now we are involved in horse racing. And the reason that is the case, it is because we realize that it doesn't make sense to continue making the product and not have the market. And the market is actually the broader South Africans who are not part of the industry. Next to me is a partner in the business, is a director, Alistair Stanier. He's been involved in the establishment of the business. His background is motorsport, and we have other partners based in England. With regards to why we are here, we have received an invitation from colleagues within horse racing. And we got very excited simply because we realized that, you know, for the first time, you know, the lawmaker is beginning to ask questions about the industry. And as a person who is part of the industry, I see the opportunities, I see what is happening in other countries and what is not happening in our country. And it is for that reason I thought we could actually make a positive contribution and be part of the process. With regards to SASCOC, we as ARG have a very good relationship. It's solid with SASCOC. It is based on promoting horse racing as sport, because horse racing in South Africa is not necessarily considered as sport. It's a bit tricky. So that is what I can share at this stage. I'm quite happy to take questions.
Mr. Sen, you want to say something? Or she covered you? Okay, thanks. But it's not woman's matter, you must also speak. Come, Donald.
Chairperson, you know the last time we had two gentlemen here talking on behalf of horse racing? It was a Mr. Weinstein and I think it was a Mr. Pillay. Do you belong to that same club or not? One thing. The first thing. Secondly, so you're the lady that I read so much about. You know, Addo was my constituency not so long ago. Now you visit that area. She has a beautiful place, chairperson. Beautiful horses that she breeds. So, and I think she's making a roaring success of it. And I'm glad to meet you here this morning. So, I just, because again, chairperson, having listened to you, I'm not sure whether you are organized, whether you belong to a group or a union or whatever, and whether you are affiliated or whether you should be affiliated to SASCOC.
Sorry, can you just jot down the questions? Because I want to give other members also a chance. Honorable Moglu.
Chairperson, you specifically request the speaker to also elaborate on the reason for suspension. I haven't heard she said anything about it.
Okay. If you know, then if you don't know, then you don't have to.
Over to you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honorable Member, thank you very much for the compliment. It's truly appreciated because it hasn't been easy. Maybe what I could actually do is to share a little bit about the horse racing. You know, that's not going to take even 2 minutes. So we can get a sense of what is really happening internally. This is an industry that started as a hobby for the rich. For that reason, it has not necessarily managed to become a proper sport or a proper sector. And the reason that is the case, you know, in fact, there are a number of reasons, but the first reason I can actually point out is the fact that it is not mainstream. When you talk about horse racing, you know, it's more like you're talking about something that South Africans know nothing about, and yet we all go in big numbers to the two big races in South Africa. But then the difficulty is the fact that the industry overlaps. It sits between the Ministry of Agriculture, because that is where horses are produced. The trade and industry, because that is where betting is regulated through the gambling boards. Third, which is the most important part, because without this, there is no horse racing. It is the jockeys and the horses. Those are athletes, and therefore, that is sport. We've had meetings in the past with relevant government officials as well as ministers with regards to the state, you know, just to share the understanding and what is happening within South African horse racing and outside South African horse racing, that is, in other countries. And that is one of the issues we've come to understand, is the fact that it overlaps. As a result, there is no, shall I say, ministry that takes full responsibility of horse racing. Also, further to that, the fact that it is not mainstream and it is characterized by old money, because when it started as a sport that is just a hobby for the rich, you know, that has perpetuated itself. And it makes it difficult for horse racing issues to become issues that become, you know, South African issues, because it's issues that sit, you know, somewhere within individuals. This is creating a huge challenge, because horse racing is global. And horse racing, not necessarily South African horse racing, not moving forward and becoming a proper sport, this creates problems in as far as the industry is concerned, as well as a regulation. So to answer the question with regards to our affiliation, I would rather say I chose not to affiliate within horse racing, simply because the body does not represent my principles, but also it does not necessarily deal with the priorities that affect a new entrant. I have spent time teaching myself, and I have been lucky to have been, you know, supported by, you know, British horse racing. And that is the reason I am spending time between South Africa and England. It is because of my need to learn more about it, but also to make a contribution, you know, to South Africa, so South African horse racing becomes international. I'll make a small example, and I'm not going to bore you. If we take countries that are serious about horse racing, I'll take Ireland. In Ireland, the industry is actually the second biggest employer, because horses are luxury goods. They're expensive. And people who own horses, they don't own one. They own horses in big numbers, between 50 and possibly 150. And the value of those horses is incredible. Now, each horse requires two or three people to look after, because those horses are expensive. And to protect your investment, you've got to have people. You can't have machines looking after those horses. And it's actually skilled people. So that contributes towards the economy. England, horse racing is the third biggest employer. Australia is actually, it's the fourth. In Australia, it's the third. Australia has about 300 race courses. Australia, in so many ways, it is more like South Africa, because it is a country that loves sport like us, and it's a country that is big on agriculture. In South Africa, we have about 10 race courses, and the numbers are actually going down. When we want to create more opportunities, the numbers are going down. And this comes from the fact that we are not necessarily taking horse racing forward. So we are here to make a positive contribution to the process. We don't want to get involved in politics, and that's most probably, maybe one of the things we did was to, overlook some of the horse racing rules, and that's the other reason we're spending more time in England. Thank you.
Thank you, Pendy. Honorable Mackenzie?
Chairperson, I think we're getting into dangerous territory here. I think we're veering off the point completely. As much as I understand the motivations of the people making the presentations today, it goes back to the heart of the problem, that we're getting involved in internal matters. As I understand, that there are four or five distinct, recognized, if I could use that term, bodies in horse racing. That's the NHRA, Gold Circle, Pumalela Racing Association, and the Thoroughbred Association. Those are the recognized ones. And I assume that all of those have been suspended by SASCOC. I don't know, or if they fall under an umbrella. But this is yet another organ.
Sorry, Honorable Mackenzie, I think what we need to do as a committee, Pori need to write to SASCOC, and SASCOC must inform us in writing the suspension of, and also the reasons. You see, so that it will also assist us, that is, Honorable Lee said earlier, that we should not undermine the role of SASCOC. If SASCOC has gone on a line, we need to allow them to exhaust that one, and then we can take it further. Continue. I just wanted to make that point.
No, I endorse that position. Thank you.
Suga, and then Honorable McGlure.
Thank you, Chairperson. I appreciate this clarity that comes from the delegation of horse racing. It's a pity that we did not have this background in terms of SASCOC suspension until today, because if we had known, we could have maybe made other means that to postpone your presentation so that we get a proper presentation and representation from the various stakeholders that deals with horse racing. Now, Chairperson, I think we've noted what they've raised, and I think there is a progressive approach to what they want to do. They are doers more than so I'm saying, Chair, let us get that presentation, but not for recording purposes, because of the statement that you have mentioned. Then what we'll do, our own in-house cleaning so that we get things happen. Because I don't want to say, let's record it, because of the statement that you mentioned, that SASCOS has suspended the five for the horse racing. Until we get that clarity, surely we should do that. It's a pity that those who invited yourselves from the horse family did not inform you that the resistance, until you arrive here, then you are told this kind of a situation. Otherwise, let's thank them, Chair, and maybe we'll interact with them in the future. Otherwise, they are very, full of vim in dealing with this matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Gloglua?
Chair, I don't know why I agree so much today with the ANC. Chair, we've burned our fingers before. The information bill has been drawn back several times, backtracking because of threats and saying this is the information from the legal side for 18 months. And we are sitting and we're engaging with representatives whereby I cannot take an informed decision. And it is so unfortunate that they don't know the reason for the suspension. I feel that, and I believe, and I would like to see that organization themselves will be or are in the possession of a letter on the reasons of suspension. Now, again, we are going to onto the offensive as a committee to ask SASCO why. I think that's the job for the organization who is here today. If they can come here with this letter, then we can engage in having informed decisions. And I completely agree with Honorable Suka that this must be actually an unofficial meeting. But I'll suggest that the organization themselves must contact us and say, here are the reasons. Now we are going to cry foul. I don't know whether that will be the right procedure, Chairperson, really.
Okay, we'll talk about that one.
I think Pendi, if you can come around in 2014, some of us might not come back, and then you can recruit us into the industry. But we want to thank you, Pendi, as you understand that this is the situation you should find us in. And I must say that, who's this chap? Musi? Munsami? Smiley Musa. You know him? You know that man? He's a nerve. That man can send you SMSs right through the night. And he'll phone you. He put so much pressure on us for this hearing, and now he just got out of it, but I'm going to deal with you. Pendi, we will be in touch with you. Thank you, as you also indicated to us that you're not affiliated. You see? Now, the Federation is people who've got affiliates, as you understand. But I think it's also good what one also understand that what's happening on the other side of horse racing. Because now you've given us more information which we did not have. And when we go to England, we can link up with you there. And maybe get some horses and in exchange for cows. Because Suka, that man sitting there, he's got 20 cows. So, but thank you. Thank you so much for coming. And it's a pity that there's this issue that we have, and now we can't get involved with all these things.
Thank you very much, Honorable, Chair. We came specifically for this. Corey is aware because I was in touch with him the better part of last week, and when I arrived on Friday, I phoned him. I said, I am here for the hearing. I'm very excited to make a contribution. So, I am available. As for who we affiliate to, I take a totally different view, simply because Pumelela Gold Circle are actually my competitors. So I put my business at the same level as them. I am buying a race course from Pumelela. We have a matter that is sitting before the Competitions Commission. So I take a view that says I can't be part of Pumelela because it's a commercial entity. And that is one of the reasons it's important that we have a regulator that is a statutory body that is going to drive horse racing as sport. Gold Circle has racing rights in KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape. Pumelela has racing rights in Gauteng and the Eastern Cape. I'm buying a race course from them. It's a pity Honorable Member Mackenzie isn't here because I think this is very important for his ears. Simply because the progress in horse racing lies on the infrastructure, and where the race courses are actually controlled is actually important. Now, we have two companies, Gold Circle, Pumelela. They own, a racing right, which is fantastic. It's a free, economy. And we are the third player in the industry. And, the TBA, it is an association where breeders affiliate. And I have been a member of the TBA at the time I was breeding horses. But now, I cannot breed horses because that poses a conflict of interest. Now, the South African National Horse Racing Authority is meant to be the regulatory body. You check the study that has been conducted by the University of Johannesburg, where our industry is labeled an oligopoly. That doesn't come from me. It's an independent study.
Sorry, Tendi. I think we will have to call you for some other time because it seems to me you want to give us this information. And we will call you to give us information. You'll interact with Fori and then we can take it from there. Let us move on. Members. It is here, Donald, and everything. You can get everything even. You can get even.
I received an email from a gentleman, too, about the fact that the presenters the last time said they were the race course somewhere in the Transkei, if you can recall. And that gentleman sort of defuted the fact that there is such a race course. And I thought perhaps it came from you.
Mm. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are free. We are going to deal with the houses now. We don't want to go to the next.
Thank you very much. There is this another submission. Did you give members this story?
Yeah.
So I don't know whether members have read this submission from SASAF. SASAF. Can you have one meeting, please, Master Bal?
Chairperson, can I address you on this matter?
Okay.
Now, SASAF also came to me personally, Chairperson. That is why I knew about Dr. Nell and all these things when Mr. Sam spoke about them at some other meeting. I believe and I think that the way to handle this, the way to handle this thing, Chairperson, again, is you see, I don't want people just to run to us, you understand? There is a structure that is supposed to handle these things. Their main gripe was that they wrote letters to SASCOC and SASCOC never responded. You understand? I think a meeting should be set up with SASAF or whoever they are and SASCOC, and they must iron out their problems first, Chairperson.
Who must set up that meeting?
It must be handled by SASCOC, really. I hope they've written, or perhaps what we then can do from our side, Chairperson, we can forward this, what we've received from SASHOC, to SASHOC, and ask him to handle the matter, Chairperson, because it landed on our desk.
There is a proposal that this thing refers to SASHOC with a one-pager from Pori saying that we have received, actually it is written to the Speaker and the Speaker has referred it to us. Now, the proposal is that back to SASHOC, SASHOC can you deal with your children? That is the proposal from Honorable Lee. Is there a second for that? Honorable Ibenya?
Second.
Okay. Is there a person who's on the other side? Who's it?
No. Thank you very much, person.
Who's it? Can you just leave this thing? Just okay, talk. Yeah. Leave the mic.
Okay.
You're not singing, Chief. Okay. Jonathan Butler.
Okay. Okay, sir. Though I missed the last part, but it's fine. I'm actually thinking, Chairperson, that we are the portfolio committee, and the role that we do as a portfolio committee is it's an oversight role, and SASHOC is an entity that we do an oversight on, and then I'm thinking and kind of get worried that. You know, when every time we see suspension, and from SASHOC, can't we as a portfolio committee want to be curious and perhaps want to get the reasons as to why there is always that suspension? I think if someone would correct me, it's part of our role as a portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I wanted also to say it's a pity that I don't know whether in this in Parliament you do have a section that deals with petitions, so that when they come to committees, those petitions have been interacted and look at the integrity of it. But in the absence of that, also, as I think Mr. Honorable Member Moses is raising. Because you see, if I'm just thinking aloud now, Chairperson, if a stakeholder is frustrated in not getting a hearing as they did not receive a response, and they see an option that this People's Parliament, they can give them a hearing, what do we do? I am not saying I agree with this approach, but I think surely we need to bring the SASHOC. So that we straighten up certain issues like the relations, how they relate with their affiliates, federations, we should be notified if there are problems. But that does not close the door that if other stakeholders would want to come to you and interact, we should just say no, because SASHOC has taken a particular position. Thank you, Chairperson.
Janet?
Chairperson, it's not that I agree with SASHOC with what they are doing. All we are saying and doing, really, Chairperson, is tell SASHOC, listen now, the time has come to apply your mind to this. Do you understand? And in that case, you know, it's a subtle way of sort of, as an Afrikaans would say, you have a here on way, do you understand? They will listen to those people, I'm telling you. And that is the way, I think, coming from us, do you understand? This was referred to us, we referred now to you. Handle this thing.
Okay. What's clear here, this thing is referred to SASHOC with a pager saying that SASHOC deal with this matter and keep us informed. Because
I'm really sorry. And we should give them strict timelines too. In other words, it must happen soon, Chairperson, not in 2 years' time.
So, the letter will also go to the Speaker to inform him about this decision that this matter has been referred to SASHOC and they were given land to deal with it. And this other petition is also referred to the speaker. This, we are through with it. The one small issue before we close.
Small thing, Chair. On your referral to the speaker in terms of the time frames, I just want to check what time frames are we giving Mr. Scott to respond to those people so that at least we are clear. Or should we say just when we are clear on a time frame to say SASCOP at least 21 days or so, because of, they are not also around. Maybe some of the members of SASCOP are
in Mozambique and some are overseas.
Yeah, so I just want us also to be wary of that.
Yeah, I think let us refer the matter and let me also be in touch with Tadi. Say that, listen, we have received these things and these things become the concern. And I think what we also must do, members, you know, this thing of people jumping their mother bodies and come here is wrong. You know, after this thing of Zonke, I don't know how many boxers have phoned me. And I told them, don't phone me. You have a mother body, there is a CEO. And I also told the CEO, tell your staff members not to phone me. If there's any person I want to speak to there, I speak to you, CEO, or to the chairperson of the board. But all other people must not make contact with me. And even when you have a meeting, you must tell also your athletes that they must bring their complaints to you. Because, you know, this thing of Boxing South Africa, is some of these people were saying that they were not paid. You'll be astonished what came out of those things. So really, I think that we must refer these things back to where they come from. With all respect, and just inform the speaker, this is how we handled it. This morning, as I was, excuse me.
Chairperson, I just want to clear my head, you know, as a new member. I want to check if people who have complaints against SASCOP, where should they go? Where should they be referred to? Because to me, there's a dicey situation of being a referee and a player at the same time. You know, if I have a body and that body has complaints against SASCOP or this petition where people don't get responses, where should they go? That's the question, the clarity that I want from.
Thank you, Chairperson. The ultimate custodian of sport and recreation is the department. And if the department also fails in its obligation, because, look, if we have to oversee or do oversight with department, we must be able to say, you received this and you did not do this. Give reasons thereof. So, as we are reverting to this matter to the mother body to respond, and if the mother body, SASCOP, does not respond, you must look for the DG, the department. And if at that level they don't agree, they don't find sanity, surely they will have to come to this committee so that we facilitate that and give them a hearing. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. I don't want to say something.
Yeah, Chairperson. You know, thank you, Anil, Comrade Shuka. That is really what should happen, Chairperson.
Yes.
In other words, a copy of what we are sending to SASCOP, we must also send to the department. Do you understand? And in that way, you know, we can make sure that we look after our athletes and make sure that people are not victimized, Chairperson.
Can you just put that way? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Honorable Mackenzie, you wanted to raise two quick things. Can you do that? And I've got also a 1 minute thing to raise and then you can then go.
Chairperson, I was very concerned that a parent of the SA Water Polo Under 20 side, who have just come back from competing in Greece in the World Championships, informed me that not one of the flights and costs were borne by South African Swimming. That each person had to pay for their own flight. The parents of 12 of the boys had to raise money for the 13th. Boy, this is men's water polo under 20. In addition to that, they had to pay an excess of 3,000 rand over and above the normal airfares, which we assume they had to pay 300 rand each, 3,000 rand each, which they assume is for the cost of the coach and the manager. Now, something's seriously wrong if they're wearing South African colours. Furthermore, there were only two players of colour there. And the point I'm making is this, is that those two players of colour were from privileged private schools. That's where they had their water polo education. But it goes back to the heart of the problem. What we're talking about is facilities and opportunities for youngsters. And it's not happening. So I would like SA Swimming, if you think it's a worthwhile discussion, to invite them here and let's have some hard discussions and see what's going on. That's the first thing. The second thing is the minister has asked repeatedly for Cricket South Africa to come clean with its audit findings and be transparent. He's on record many times as saying it. Dr. Nyoke, who's the current president, who's at loggerheads with the CEO, we all know the story, has asked for some documentation to be given to him. And the response from his own body is, well, you can come to the offices and view it, but you can't have a copy of it. And I'm saying to you, this mess of so-called bonuses and the scandals around all this, I think has to stop. And where do we fit in here? Because I think it's bringing sport in South Africa down. Thank you.
Okay. The one issue, okay, what is it that is, no, maybe let's talk to all issues and respond.
Chairperson, with due respect, I was going to say maybe you have closed another issue, or do you want us to deliberate on these two issues that has been raised?
I've got my own issues. And I have my own perspective. So can I put my issue?
Because I also have an issue.
But your issue can come after my issue. This morning as I was driving to work, I had four calls from SABC around the school of Jersey. I also had a call from one of the newspapers. They wanted me to comment, and I said, listen, I can't comment on this matter now. I need to get effect from all parties. I subsequently that phone
the Secretary of Consulting in the Western Cape. And I asked him, Chief, I understand there was a meeting between COSATU and SARU. He said that meeting was in 2008, and Minister Patel was still with this union, what is it, clothing and industry, no? And there was an agreement that they are going to stop buying from outside because they were raising the issue of that. Many of the factories are closing down, but they're still buying outside. Now, I'm told that this jersey has been bought in France. I have not been able to make contact with Rugby South Africa. And they also told me about Honorable McGlure's statement, and I said, no, that is Honorable McGlure's statement. It's not a committee statement. And it is this statement. So, I thought I must raise this because I am going to issue a statement. My take on this thing is that we support buying local because for us to buy abroad and these things are available here, what are we doing on this call of job creation of the president, state of the nation? The judges vote yes, then it means that that 31 close. I don't know, as I say that, and the matter of the meeting of SARU and COSATU, that thing must be referred to SARU. We can't get involved in that. So I just thought, let me sensitize you that there is that thing. And I'm sure when I get out of this place, when I open my phone, they'll be on my case, because I told them that I'm just going into meetings, but I'm not running away from any call. Honorable Maglua.
Yeah, Chairperson, the third time I agree with you today.
So it's the first time you've been agreeing with Sukaman.
Yeah, Chair, I fully agree with you. It actually makes me hot under the collar when I received this news last night. I actually saw it on E-News. Yeah, I actually saw this on E-News. And it's very saddening for us as South Africans, Chairperson, in this day and age, after 17 years, that the textile industry has been deprived. And I again want to congratulate you. If it was depending on me to approve that you are going to put a statement, I'll give you 10 points to say go and do it on behalf of sport. But it mustn't stop here, Chair. Are we going to call Sarui down here? They've betrayed us with a national anthem. Just the other day, of someone who said he haven't slept for the night. A disgrace. So my thought is that we as a committee, together with education, must start teaching and educate this nation to start singing the anthem. And start, educate them how they must learn the anthem. So, I was thinking, Chairperson, and really I don't want to play it for the gallery. I meant what I said. I'm a avid Springbok supporter. And safe to say, amongst my family, 99% is all blacks. And I'm watching every year after year, the Springbokke in the midst of people screaming for the all blacks. And I went out to do the statement and say, I will not. I will not wear that jersey. And I want to say it again now. I'm going to make another statement. I'm going to see who can supply local, and I'm going to request them to make me a jersey. Where be as it may, without that necessary logos and stuff, I want to make a point to South Africans that we in South Africa, if we talk local, then we must act local. Onze mensen krijgen zwaar daarbuiten. Die fabrieken maken toe, zoals hij nog gezegd. The fabrics are closing. In 7 years, they closing down like mad. And yet, we've been taken for a ride by SARU to go on the offensive. I think it's China. The allegations is China, not France. Yeah. So I think, Chair, they need also. If we are in support of what you're saying, you must make a point. We must call them here. They must come and explain here why. They've got something to explain, not only to us, but to this entire nation. Because the soccer, where we've been involved last year, they went and they support and empower local people.
Thank you, Honorable
Lee. Honorable Suga.
It's not that I differ with your sentiments.
Okay.
And, on certain matters, I think we must allow parties to make.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Oh, no, thanks ever so much, Chairperson.
I don't have a problem.
I agree with your sentiments, Chairperson. You know that.
But you see, what I was saying, when I was phoned about the issue of Mr. Maglua, I said, I don't have information about that, so you can't expect me to comment on that. And that's why I said that he's not speaking on behalf of the party, of the committee. Thank you, Suga.
Thank you, Tata. Chairperson. I think on the first issue that was raised by Honorable Member McKenzie on the water polo, referring to the under 20 who paid themselves and all those things, maybe if the chairperson can be provided with a factual thing that says this is the scenario that happened, either from the petitioner, the complainant, so that when we raise these matters, we are able to stand on a strong leg to say this has happened, come and explain yourself. Because to my understanding, there is a policy in the department to say once you reach a certain category, either at the provincial level, the provincial department will come in. If it's a national, the national department will come in. So that if they flouted that, we can be able to take them head on. So my appeal to honorable member is to provide the chairperson with the relevant facts so that when he invites those people and with the committee, we can be able to say this is what happened. And we can speak our minds at that level. Otherwise, this is by way of information, but if it's for the committee, surely there should be something written. And the second thing, chairperson, because also this borders on the transformation of swimming. Because when he said only two players of color were represented South Africa in that squad, surely it's a cause for us. So if you go to that sports in Durban, we are being armed with ammunition to look very seriously and critically on the issue of the transformation of this country. The other issue, chairperson, the cricket, South Africa, with its audits, and the bonuses and everything else that must go. I think this matter, Chair, you see, fortunately, honourable member is saying, minister has been saying, let them put their house in order. What we need to do is to call the department itself, because they were involved. You'll remember that the minister, this matter was residing with the minister or the department because of the gravity and the sensitivity it has between the CEO and the chairperson of Cricket South Africa. Maybe we need to get a progress report based on what has been transpired so that we can see whether also the department is doing its logical work to its stakeholders. I'm proposing that, chairperson, because this is a serious matter and everybody was caught up in that situation, to get a progress report and further interventions. Especially there was a call also from the chairperson of cricket around this auditing and so on. That's my view, Chair. The third aspect around the Springbok jersey. It's a pity that you see these issues are coming at this point in time, less than 4 days going towards the World Cup, you know. I that's why I'm just caught up. Because, you see, and it's a pity that when we asked the state of readiness, we did not anticipate that this would transpire in the manner in which it's coming now. We can flag it, and maybe in your interaction with the chairperson of SARU, as I understand, to say they would, when they come back, they will have to explain themselves on this matter. No wonder that there are fake jerseys that were discovered by subs. Well, remember, exactly, around Springbok. Because people could not afford the luxury of these exorbitant prices that are being charged. And also we did not negotiate, we didn't have time to negotiate with SARU, to say like soccer, what we did to lower down. You remember 2010 when they made that offer that to the disadvantaged communities, as they are aspiring to support Springbok, what else can they show? How do they show? Because those prices are very high for an unemployed person. So not your person. And also in the meantime, I would request your person to look for that 2008 agreement between COSATU and SARU to say they will manufacture locally. They will observe the national clarion call for that, so that when we meet SARU, at least we've got also some issues to say, how did you deviate from this? Have you told us in this manner? So a homework for yourself, chairperson. The statement is all right. Make it a clarion call. But in the meantime, let's make a little bit of research through your researcher to find us that agreement moving forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Lee.
Finally, Chairperson, I just wanted to say that I think it was a good idea that we involve the department in the fight between the CEO of cricket and the president of cricket. You see, we must keep out of that fight, and the department must sort of inform us what is happening. Because the minister appealed to Chairperson.
Yeah, I also want to say that the issue of cricket, the minister has now recently said that that thing is far from being closed. Because Cricket of Africa has said that that matter is closed now. And I know that they give that report also, that thing of Statscock, who can give that report, saying that the matter is closed. The minister then subsequently come out clear and say, this matter is not closed. He's going to call Cricket of Africa. So I want to say that let us allow the minister to deal with the matter and then get a report for him. Because I don't want us, we do this here and he do this. If he says that he's already taken it, let us allow him to do that thing. I mean, as a political head of the department. Can you agree to that? It's not too much asked. On that note, is there anything else?
Mr. President, one last thing.
Not
for the committee. I would like to get the study group of yourselves, the members of the EC, to remain just behind for 1 second, please.
Okay.
With your permission.
Okay, Suga. You see, this thing of taking other people's work, Suga, it's dangerous. Because I just said that must happen. You know, Suga, I'm still whip of this committee and chair. It's whip stroke.
I withdraw then, Chair. I will allow it for you.
You don't want this just in Nazis.
Chairperson, made in China.
McGlue.
There is something that has escaped from the agenda. They are in absentia, and it's called love life. What's happening?
No, the issue of love life. Comrade McGlue, I'm sorry I did not give you a report. We've been trying to get documents from Love Life. And I made it clear to Love Life, you don't come here and we've not received that document. Thursday, no documents. Friday, no documents. And I said then to Puri, tell these people not to come. Because you must stop these things. People come with a pile of documents here. Then you must discuss, you've not even read those documents. What are you discussing? Documents must actually be here a week before time. So that people can have sufficient time to go through these things. So then that is what I said to them. Is that it?
Honorable Chair, while we're still talking about documents, I also wanted to request our admin, if we can get documents on Thursday, because, for instance, myself, I always live on Thursday, and then on Friday, I receive an SMS, I'm already in Durban, that documents have been put in my pigeonhole. I don't get those documents until Tuesday. So I'm just saying, if it is possible, I know most of the time it's not their fault, but it's the people who are sending the documents. But something needs to be done, because realistically speaking, I'm never here on a Friday morning.
You see, that is what I'm trying to avoid now. That is why I say, let us have it a week before time. And that is what Kopori must do, because also those documents must go to the researcher, so that we can analyze them, so that we can also be informed when we discuss the certain things. So let us agree that this is the situation. Nobody come here with a suitcase full of documents and think we are going to discuss that.
Chair, no, I just wanted to say that the members who are having access to their email, they will get those documents in time. I make that commitment today. Because if we use the electronic means of communication, it will be easier for members even if they are away. Thank you.
what I'm saying. Documents must be here a week before time. Leave this email thing of yours. Don't dilute this thing. Documents must be here a week before time. I'm still leading this committee, Chief. You take instructions from me. Not because you're wearing a tie today. Thank you, the meeting is adjourned. And Pumzi, don't go.